The City of Syracuse Parks Department is looking for some summer help. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, there aren't enough lifeguards to staff the city's 8 outdoor pools.
The pool at Thorndon Park is filled and ready to go. But a shortage of lifeguards could put parts of the summer swim season in peril. Parks Commissioner Bea Muhammad says the city still needs to hire 53 lifeguards to open all pools all the time in the city. And if they don't find those lifeguards,
we'll have to decide, you know, is this pool going to be open? Is that pool? So we will have to downsize.
Muhammad says there was also a shortage last year going into pool season, but it's worse this year. And once again, he'll go to Common Council to ask for a waiver to hire lifeguards who live outside the city of Syracuse. The city's also raised the pay of lifeguards to $9.50 an hour to make the job more enticing. He says swimming is an important recreation option for kids in the city, especially at a time when there are so many more distractions out there.
There's no reason why somebody can't learn how to swim in the city. We offer lessons all throughout the year. We have indoor pools. But it's just, you know, I think as a parent, I have to push my children a little bit. Or if I'm a guardian over a child, I have to push a little bit. Because there's so much more to get into. And a lot of it's sedentary.
The city will take applications on its website or through the Parks Department office on Spencer Street. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.